Hello, welcome to this talk on Rust2 integration testing. If you're sitting with the question, how do I automate my test? Great, sharpen your ears, we got you covered. And yes, we do include full system integration tests with Gazebo simulations. Let's start with briefly touching on unit tests. So here's an example of using gtest. For C++, we define a test case with the test macro and subsequently register our test in the CMake list. Linking libraries and dependencies is quite straightforward. Well, actually, it's not that straightforward because it's CMake, but yeah, it's the same as for regular executables. Now, if you've already done some robotics projects, then you've probably experienced that unit tests on their own, yeah, it's not really sufficient. Like, you want to launch several nodes, run a simulator, and so on. And that's what brings us to integration testing. Rust2 provides for this the fantastic launch testing package. And writing an integration test is actually quite similar to a Rust2 Python launch file. We start with defining what to launch, which can be pretty much anything. Here in this example case, we launched a Gazebo simulator, and in addition, some nodes to control leg movements of our hexapod robot. Next up in our tests are active tests. In these, we interact with the system under test through classic ROS publish and subscribe, as well as listening to process output. And to finish, quite interesting, we do some post-shutdown tests. These run after all nodes and processes have finished and check whether everything exited with good exit codes. Next up is registering these tests. You can also do that in the CMake list. And now one thing to take into account is that launch testing, it doesn't containerize the tests. And as a result, the launch processes will communicate with just about anything else running on the same host. And a basic measure to avoid that, to at least isolate ROS communication, is to use a unique ROS domain ID for each test. And using, for example, the run test isolated test runner achieves exactly that. Now, to be honest, Rust2 currently doesn't yet offer a really solid approach for running tests in parallel, though projects like Test Job Coordinator are working towards that. So, great. We wrote a bunch of code. What now? Well, because we naturally registered all our tests, it's quite straightforward. We just run call contest. So we start with the unit tests. They finish quickly. Integration tests, we launch the Gazebo. Okay, let's have a closer look. Okay, not looking too bad. It's moving, it's walking forward. So now you have to know that each test saves its output into an XML file, and that makes that tools like XUnit Viewer can easily visualize the output, prints it nicely to the terminal, and it even generates you a fancy HTML web page. Great. I hope you all got an idea of what you can do with the currently available Rust2 testing tools. To finish, these two example repositories implement everything discussed and shown. And in addition, there's the official Rust2 documentation, which offers tutorial covering both unit and integration testing. Thanks for your attention, and enjoy the last hour of the course.